Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our EBC Prayer Podcast. I hope your day is off to a great start. I am your host, Dr. Victoria Haddad, First Lady and co-pastor of the Elion Bible Church Apostolic in Salem, New Jersey. Continue to pray. Continue to trust God. Continue to rejoice and be thankful because of the love that God has for you. He has been a good God to us. Our scripture today will focus on Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. And it reads, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present or things to come, nor power, nor height, nor depth, or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Today we can give God thanks. And as we pray, we can remember the love that God has for us. Nothing in this world can be compared to the love of God. And like the scripture said, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor have it even entered into our heart the things that God has in store for us. So as we pray today, remember that God has been faithful to us and have been good. And you celebrate His love. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, the holy name, the righteous name, the wonderful name, Lord, we want to come before you. We want to thank you for all that you have done. Thank you, God, for the privilege and the mind and the heart that you have given us to pray, to seek you, to worship you, to glorify you, and to honor you. And to remember, God, that we are here today because of your goodness. We are here because of the love that you have for us. We are here, God, because you looked beyond our fault and you saw our need. And Lord, we thank you for reminding us, Lord God, that doesn't matter what life bring our way, nothing can be compared to the love that you have towards us. And God, you remind us, Lord God, you know, Father God, that even though we have heights, God, and depths, and Lord God, sometimes we may go through life that has not been good to us, and life sometimes may come off hard, and sickness, and disappointment, and financial trouble, marital trouble, oh God, children trouble, oh God, family trouble, whatever the trouble of life may bring our way, trouble on the job, trouble in the car, trouble at home, I'm here to remind us, God, you are reminding us that my whatever your people have gone through, going through, is nothing compared to the love that you have for us, Lord Jesus. And you remind us, Lord Jesus, that we can still pray, we can still seek you, we can still celebrate you as long us remember that you love us. You have been so good, Lord Jesus, in every breath, like the songwriter said, that we are able, Lord, we're able to breathe and able to move around. We can sing of your goodness. We can pray and thank you and rejoice in you because of all that you have done for us, Lord Jesus. Your scripture reminds us that neither death nor life or angel or rulers or thing present or things to come, nor power, nor height, oh Father God, or anything else in all creation can be able to separate us from the love of God. I want to pray today that everyone, God, who are called by your name, everyone who is listening to this prayer podcast, everyone, God, who made a decision to seek you today, will pray, will fall in love with you. Remember that you love us more than we could ever love ourselves, Lord Jesus. And I ask you to remind us today, God, that we can have great love in you, great height in you, great experience in you because of the love that you have for us, God. And so help us to celebrate you today. Help us to remember, Lord God, that nothing can be compared to your goodness. That's what the songwriter said. I could sing of the goodness of God. I can pray, oh God, that God, even when things are not perfect, I can rejoice in you, even when things are not perfect, God. Oh God, we can give you thanks. We can fall in love with you, Lord Jesus. So help us, Lord Jesus, not to get caught up in the things of this world, caught up, Lord God, in disappointment, caught up in destruction, but help us, Jesus, to be able to celebrate you. Because all that you have done for us is more than we could ever ask for. You have been a good God. And I know, God, if we start falling in love with you, we start praising you, we start loving you, then, Lord Jesus, and experiencing the power of your love towards us, we will see things differently. We'll enjoy life better. We'll enjoy family better. We'll enjoy you better, God. We'll stop being caught up into so many things that are wrong, but we'll celebrate you. And so, Lord God, help us to see your goodness. Help us to see your goodness every day. When we go out of our home, help us to see your goodness. When we are home, help us to see your goodness. God, when we go to the job, help us to see your goodness. When we go to church, help us to see your goodness. Oh, God, like the summer, in all my life, we are able. Oh, hallelujah. We are realize that you have been so good. Help us to realize that. Help us to experience that. Help us to remember that, God. And help us to grow in you. Because the power of God will take over our life if we just surrender to him because of your goodness that you have towards us. Help us to rejoice and celebrate you today. As we go through this day, remembering how good you have been to us. Thank you for another day. And we pray for everyone who listened to this podcast that they will celebrate as they go through this day. Remove every tears and anguish and disappointment and replace it with your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.